I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Israel's pending ground offensive into Gaza and growing tensions with other neighboring countries all point to a potential long-term conflict in the region. Over 350,000 Israeli reservists have been deployed. Pastor Israel Pachter of Beit Hillel Congregation in Ashdod, Israel, says at least 30 young men from his church have deployed since the start of the conflict, but civilians also feel the impact of wartime.
Church services, we have to limit them to 50 people, and only because we do have bomb shelter in my church, that helps, praise the Lord, we still can do services. But even just drive to the church is dangerous because we can caught on fire at any time. So we have sirens, and people need to run to the bomb shelter.
Please pray for Israeli Christians showing Christ to their scared and grieving neighbors. Studies show that Muslim immigrants' rate of entering the U.S. continues to increase. Many fled their homeland to escape war, while others came seeking economic opportunity. Check out the I Found the Truth series if you've been asking the Lord to show you how to share the gospel with a Muslim friend or coworker. Uncharted Ministries, Tom Doyle.
I Found the Truth is done so well. Muslims will have questions. It could upset them a little bit, but typically it just brings them into a spiritual conversation. And that's what we're all looking for, is an opportunity and openness to talk to them about Jesus.
In each video, a believer from a Muslim background describes how they met Jesus and why they began following him. Watch the series at missionnews.org and then share the link with a friend. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.